it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Okay.
Come
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Did y'all know today was National Jelly Bean Day?
Yes, Jelly Bean!
Sybil, what's your favorite flavor?
Always cherry.
I'm sure by now you heard my favorite flavor.
Yes, space cakes.
From the Falcon and the Snowman. Anyway, let's count down these contenders so I can finish washing my clothes, Sybil. Sybil, this detergent I got from the dollar store wasn't a good idea.
No.
You ever heard of Tid? It's supposed to be Tide, but it's Tid, Sybil. It's like a multi-purpose powder. Soap powder, Kool-Aid, you know, it cleans silver. Anyway, contender number one is Wolf Blitzer for Purple Haze and Prince's Purple Rain. Yep, Wolf had one job and Romo'd it. He confused Prince's song Purple Rain. Wolf said, everybody remember Prince's song Purple Haze. What did the wolf say? He sang the wrong end, Sybil. That's name. You know the old saying, tomato, tomato, potato, wedges, 7-Eleven, 9-Eleven, rain, haze. Wow. Contender number 2 and 3, Tom Joyner and Jay Anthony Brown. Sybil, I was thinking about when I get married, how I want Tom and Jay to be my groomsmen.
Uh-huh.
One, because I know they have suits and their own money. Two, there is no two. But I'm not so sure. Because I'm afraid to have a bachelor party now. So if those NWAs, Negroes Whispering Amsterdam, discuss my space cake bucket list, Sybil, they have no problem discussing me doing karaoke with strippers, Sybil. Contender number 3, Michael Strahan. How the hell you do Kelly Ripa like that? I mean, she fought to get your list talking black ass on the show after me. The hell you repay her by leaving the show for Good Morning America and not even telling her? Usually brothers don't tell about getting fired, not hired, Sybil. He's dyslexic. Anyway, I heard Kelly so distraught, so she didn't even show up for Michael's last show. And if she ate food, she'd probably be throwing it up.
Oh, my.
Ben Carson, you are the Bama for life. Now, the Ben who flew over the Cuckoo Carson's nest said he think they need to put Harriet Tubman on the $2 bill, nickel please.
Nickel please.
That's what the Neuro Whisper says. When they announced they was replacing Jackson, he said, keep Jackson on the 20, put Harriet on the $2 bill.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense. That's why he dropped out the race, Sybil. Electile dysfunction. I used to like Ben Carson. Not anymore. He's like that friend that keep taking selfies on Facebook, Sybil. You just don't like him as much. Hey, it's Jeffrey's birthday, right?
And his mom.
It's Sherry's birthday, too. Talking about saving money on Kate.
Your best friend,
Happy
Jeffrey.
Happy birthday to Jeffrey and Sherry Shepherd. We'll celebrate on the ship.
All right.